13th parak of Menachos, 10th Mishnah. Hare Olay Oyelo Yakrivenu B'Mikdash V'Mikrivu V'Yischonyoy Lo Yotz. If you say you want to make a call, but then you have to bring the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Chonyoy was some place that was made in Egypt, which is not a Beis HaMikdash, so Avadi not Yotz over there. Shakrivenu Beis Chonyoy V'Yakrivenu Beis HaMikdash. If he says, I want to be marked in Beis Chonyoy outside the Beis HaMikdash, which is improper, he can still bring in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't say that this is Avodah Zarah or something, just as if he said that I'm making an oil with a condition that I just want to kill it. The Mikriva Berischonia Yotza doesn't mean that he was Makayim in midst of the Korban, but it means that he doesn't have to replace it, because since initially he said that he's going to bring in Berischonia, basically he made a neder that he can't be Makayim in a proper fashion anyway. Rabbi Shimon Eimei Einza Oila. Rabbi Shimon, we had before that he says if you make an improper proclamation, then the whole thing does not take effect at all, and therefore it's not Oila at all. If you said that you want this to be Makavis and Beis Chonia, which is an improper thing. If he says I'm going to be a Nazar on the condition that I'm going to be a Nazar, if he said that I'm going to be a Nazir on the condition that I'm going to be Magaleach, I'm going to shave my hair and bring my Kabbanis in the Beis HaMikdash, then if he brought it in Beis Chonyov, he's not Yotze, because the Chiv is to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. According to this Tana, if he said that I'm going to do it in Beis Chonyov, he should still bring in the Beis HaMikdash. If he did in Beis Chonyov, then he's Yotze, because it means that he doesn't have to replace it. We say that that he really meant to say that if I'm going to just go to the Beis HaMikdash, that would be a real Naziris and real Kabbanis. And if I don't know, I have to go there, so it's not real Naziris, and the Kabbanis are not real Kabbanis either. So on that side, he didn't do the Shem Kob, and therefore there's no problem of Shecht and Kabbanis outside the Beis HaMikdash. Shimon Aimer ain't a Nazar, like we said before, that since he said improper Naziris, it doesn't take effect at all. A coin that worked in this Beis Chonyo place, he should not work in Yerushalayim, because he did illegal avoid over there. Surely if this coin was worked for an Avodah Zarah, then he can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. Ach lo yalu kohanim abomas hamizbach Hashem Yerushalayim, that these kohanim of the Avodah Zarah should not afterwards bring korbanos in Yerushalayim, ki im ochlo matzus b'toich achayim, they can just eat with everybody else, but you cannot do that, avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Shareim ke Baal Mum, Shachok and Vayichlam, lo makrivim. It's similar to Baal Mum that is entitled to eat from the Kabbanis, but cannot be makriv them.